This is WHYY's Morning Edition. Good morning. I'm Jennifer Lynn. Is it spring yet? The cold weather can make weekend planning a little bit of a challenge, and figuring out how to dress, where to park, and wading through confusing and changing COVID mandates can make anyone want to stay home and curl up under the covers instead. But that's why we have our Things to Do curator, Tanya Pendleton, here this morning to help us figure out what's possible. Tanya, good morning.
Good morning, Jennifer. Sometimes you just have to embrace the moment you're in. Did you know that this Sunday is National Hot Chocolate Day?
I can't say that I did. How can one celebrate National Hot Chocolate Day?
You can embrace it in South Jersey, which has an array of shops that serve a wide variety of hot chocolate drinks. We've got on our website a list of the places that you can go for the sweet treat. And of course, there's Rim Cafe in the Italian Market, home to the most decadent desserts and hot chocolate in the city. You can find that list at whyy.org/things to do. And we added an easy hot chocolate recipe you can make at home with chocolate chips.
I feel warm and cozy just thinking about this. Is there any place else this week we can feel at ease? I think it's fair to say the last year was a pretty anxiety-provoking one for most people.
And that, in turn, has made sleep hard to come by. So I have a pretty unusual event for you, a concert designed to help you fall asleep.
I've definitely heard some artists that made me drowsy, but this seems a little more intentional.
It is. Bower Bird, an arts nonprofit in Philadelphia, is hosting the Liminal State Series, concerts designed for you to fall asleep to.
All right, I have to look up the word liminal, something about transitional?
Yes, an in-between space. We'll have a link on the website to a really fascinating article on it. But in this respect, it's the period between being awake and being asleep. The concert, starring Jeff Ziegler, is virtual, so you can drift off right at home. This one is on Sunday at 10 p.m. Admission is pay what you wish, and they'll be doing these through May.
So interesting. Tanya, do you have anything more up-tempo?
How about the Hives? They're going on what they're billing as the first ever worldwide web tour.
Now, what song are we going to hear?
Something really loud and punk.
Yep, I would say that is definitely more upbeat.
They're performing the virtual tour from various places around the world, including Australia, Stockholm, and Brazil from Thursday through Saturday. You can buy tickets along with t-shirts, vote for songs in the show, and even call and cheer them on. It's $15 admission, and you can choose to add on merchandise at additional cost from there.
Just like a regular show, they thought of everything. Just putting this out there, do you think shows will continue to be virtual even once we're past the pandemic?
You know, I think you will continue to see hybrid models of performances because it allows more people to see the shows and more people are able to support their favorite artists. So, yes, I do. It's going to be cold this weekend. So why don't we bundle up and enjoy it?
Okay, well, where are you taking us all bundled up?
Let's head to Chestnut Hill for the Chestnut Hill on Ice Festival. It's Friday and Saturday, mostly on Germantown Avenue. Once again, they have the Iceless Ice Skating Rink, the Yurt Village, and the Chili Cook-Off. It starts on Friday at 5 and Saturday at noon, and it's pay-as-you-go.
I could meet you there and bring a mug of hot chocolate to keep us toasty.
Sounds good to me. Before I go, I want to give our listeners some updates on popular annual events. The Philadelphia Auto Show has been moved to June in the hopes that they can still pull it off. And, as you may have heard, the Philadelphia Flower Show has been moved outside to FDR Park in South Philly for the first time in 192 years. It's happening June 5th through the 13th, so you should get those tickets early because you know how much people love the Flower Show. It should be fun outside.
Yeah, outside, and that is a lovely, lovely time of the year anyway. Tanya, thank you, as always, for these great suggestions, and you know, we'll see you next week.
I'll be here.